Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, baby. For what purpose does the gentleman from Missouri seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to address the House out of order.
Without objection.
On Friday, May 16th, deadly tornadoes ripped across the heart of our country, leaving a path of destruction through Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, and Virginia. Dozens of lives were lost, families shattered, entire neighborhoods reduced to debris. In Missouri, we are grieving, and we know families in Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, and Virginia are as well, facing unimaginable loss and the hard days ahead. Families who just days ago were living their everyday lives are now grieving loved ones, searching for the missing, and trying to put the pieces back together.
The voice you hear is Congressman Wesley Bell of Missouri's 1st District, right here in St. Louis. And we are very honored to have him join us today on the Annie Fry Show to talk about the devastation that has occurred in St. Louis. And as he mentioned there, from the House floor, to honor those lives that were lost and the people who are struggling here in the aftermath of those tornadoes. Congressman Bell, thank you so much for the time today to come on the show to talk about this very important topic.
Thanks for having me. And I do want to express how deeply saddened we are at the loss of our colleague, Congressman Jerry Connolly. He was a dedicated public servant and a kind man. And I just wanted to make certain I'd send my prayers out to him and his family.
I think that's a very important message to deliver. And we share in those sentiments with you, with all of those who knew him and his family as well. It's a very difficult time. And we appreciate you highlighting that. Congressman Bell, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about your experience. My understanding is that you traveled to St. Louis, that you've been able to be in the devastation that took place specifically North City. You probably know our location here is right downtown St. Louis. And when this was taking place on Friday, it was very close to where we are, as is North City. The devastation is pretty significant.
It really is. It's bad. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I returned from a congressional delegation trip to the Middle East. So when I say it, in certain areas, particularly in North St. Louis, it looks like a war zone. That's not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. Over 5,000 buildings damaged, a projected $1.6 billion in damage to in this region. And so we're talking schools, churches, entire neighborhoods decimated. And so we got a lot of work to do. And we're ready to roll our sleeves up and get to work.
I appreciate your first person experience of seeing what's going on there. $1.6 billion is not really devastation that you can imagine without seeing it firsthand, Congressman. I've listened to a few other interviews that you've done, and you've talked a lot about the people who are on the ground right now, the different organizations that are here in St. Louis reacting to this moment. How do you feel about the spirit of St. Louis right now in this recovery effort?
You know, like I've said, you know, St. Louis is showing up and showing out, showing what makes St. Louis St. Louis, and we are a close knit city. We care about one another, and you're seeing it everywhere you go. People are just looking, trying to figure out how they can help and donate, and we've got people out cooking for, you know, to give folks food and clothes, and organizations like Annie Malone, organizations like the Urban League, and just so many others, Verizon. I mean, just so many organizations that are stepping up to the plate, from Anheuser-Busch to Ameren. And so, but the thing is, that's exactly what it's going to take. It's going to take a Herculean effort. We're going to have to come together. And that's the way we're going to not only clean up, but build up our region.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, Congressman, you, of course, are a Democrat. I've you know, talked with your people. I'm a conservative myself. You said on your moment of silence and when you spoke on the House floor that we've got to set aside any sort of divisions we have right now. We don't have time for that. We've got to come together. We're stronger together. Are you seeing that right now in this moment, being apolitical, get to the problem and offer a solution?
I think on the ground, particularly with our leaders in Missouri, yes. I've spoken several times with the governor. The governor has been on the ground, and I thank him for that. And I thanked him privately as well. I've talked to other of my colleagues who are fully on board with making certain that we get the resources that we need. And so that the governor, that the process is such that the governor makes that disaster declaration. And then we and then the president needs to sign that declaration to open up those federal funds. And, you know, we have a coalition of Democrats and Republicans. And so we are very encouraged, and we're praying that the administration does the right thing for this region so that we can rebuild this region. But it's not just about us doing it alone. I think we have to do it together, and we shouldn't have to do it alone. Mm.
You've mentioned some like organizations like Annie Malone and Urban League. I know that at the radio stations here with all the sister stations at Odyssey St. Louis, we're working on partnering with, I think Backstoppers is going to be doing a drive here. There's a whole bunch of little efforts that are taking place in St. Louis where everyone's rising up, and you can see everybody on the edge of their seat. They just want to help. They want to be a part of making somebody's day brighter. Do you have any guidance for folks listening right now in the St. Louis area? And we extend, you know, far and wide, Illinois and Missouri alike. Any guidance on how people should vet where they go with their time or their treasure right now to be helpful?
You know, there's, and I think to answer that question, we need to, I think it's important for folks to understand the context and the process. There is a disaster assessment going on right now. We do not know the full extent of the damage, and we want to make certain that folks are careful, because there may still be down power lines, there are still unstable buildings, and we don't want someone getting hurt because they have the right intentions. So we do have to make certain everything is you know, buildings are stable and things of that nature. But we're going to have to focus on that cleanup piece, if you will, once it's safe to do so. And we need to make sure that folks have the basics that they need. We have residents who are displaced in one of the probably the most underserved area in our region. So food, water, clothing, those basics. And then as we get those areas stabilized, then we can go in and start expanding those efforts to get them all of those resources and things that they need, as we're simultaneously working to secure resources. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I am going to try and do everything that I can, working with our partners, to secure every federal dollar possible for this region, whether it be FEMA, whether it be grants, whether it be changing couch cushions that we find. we have to bring every resource to bear, because we got a lot of folks who are hurting and who need help.
Yeah. Amen. They are our neighbors right now, and we do need to show up to help them. There are a lot of people who show up in an instance like this, like you're talking about down power lines and stuff. There is a very specific set of skills that's needed to navigate all of this. What do you say about those workers, probably Ameren workers, power workers, first responders, law enforcement that's been able to show up and secure this area to make sure that that cleanup can happen?
And they don't get mentioned enough. Our first responders, our utility workers, are working round the clock in some dangerous situations in some cases. And so it's important that's another reason we have to allow them the space to do their work. So if you can avoid those areas, please do, if you can, because those folks are working and they're working hard. So we got to absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. And then also, hey, I'm a man of faith. So we're going to send our prayers out as well. We're going to send the work out. We're going to do the work. We're going to try to secure every resource. But we're also going to send our prayers out for everyone who's impacted. We lost approximately about 5 or 6 people confirmed, but countless families that are really struggling right now, and they're going to need our help. They're going to need us to show why St. Louis is St. Louis.
Amen to that. And Congressman Bell, on the important things, as a woman of faith myself, we line up perfectly. Thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it. You have our prayers as you lead that effort to make sure that we show up, and we will do our part here on the radio to keep the spotlight on it, to make the neighborhood show up, the community show up, and give the support that is needed. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us, Congressman. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Congressman Wesley Bell, representative of Missouri's 1st District. You can follow him on X. He's in our show tweet for today, at Annie Fry Show. Very good to have him on the show, and appreciate the sentiments there. I didn't want to inject this into that conversation because I told him I wouldn't make it political. This wouldn't have made it political, but it would have been heard that way. But Josh Hawley is saying a lot of the same things that Wesley Bell is saying.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
And Josh Hawley is specifically but putting on notice insurance companies.
Yeah, like look at California.
And saying, don't you dare jack around with this.
In California, I just saw that there's a proposed 17% insurance, home insurance hike. I think, I'm not going to say a company because I don't want to be wrong if I say the wrong one. But that's on top of.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The insurance hikes that they've already implemented on people for their houses burning down.
I mean, thank God we're not California. Well, because they're in a bad situation with their insurance anyway.
Just on the whole. But having a bulldog like Josh Hawley, having Congressman Wesley Bell show up, and in my opinion, like I said, politics aside, the things that matter here, it seems as though we are aligned in simpatico. And ladies and gentlemen, from the political conservative side of the aisle, the fiscally conservative side of the aisle, let me remind you that when we say we are fiscal conservatives, we say we don't want the government to take our money from us and then take our money from us and then take our money from us. And then when an emergency happens, they show up and they allocate what they think is right. And it's usually not enough. It doesn't restore the region to the way it was. What we say is, it's not as though the problem doesn't exist. Conservatives might push back against government spending. The responsibility to work on the problem exists. Conservatives just say it's our responsibility, that we can't just abdicate all responsibility in a matter like this and just say, well, the government will take care of it. That's so lazy. It's ineffective and lazy, and it costs us a lot of money. But if you want to be a fiscal conservative and you want to do it in practice, when your neighbor is in help like in need like this, you have to figure out a way to show up and contribute. If you want to, if we want to, you know, lower costs at the government level, when you see church communities, faith communities, you just neighborhood organizations that might not have be a faith-based organization, when you see them go into action in a moment like this, it's magical. It's inspiring. And this type of stuff happens all of the time, and those people don't get the real credit. And then the whole conversation becomes a Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Doge conversation. And meanwhile, while everybody's over here fighting about good, bad, whatever politics, there are still people in North City and St. Louis that are homeless, mealless, and in need of help. You got to lock in, folks, and you got to make sure that you understand that the idea of fiscal conservative means that you don't want to release all of your own responsibility to be of service to your neighbor in their time of need. And that time of need is right now. We have to show up long before the government shows up. That is our responsibility as fiscal conservatives. And I know A plus number one, that the 97.1 audience is the best at it. You guys never fail to meet the mark. And that's why we wanted to have Congressman Bell on, because I think from what I've heard, he's right there with us on this issue, and I think that counts. Let's take a quick break. We'll discuss the YouTube live chat poll when we come back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.